Lord Wyman Manderley had arrived from White Harbour 2 days past, travelling by barge and litter, as he was too fat to sit a horse. With him had come a long tail of retainers, knights, squires, lesser lords and ladies, heralds, musicians, even a juggler, all aglitter with banners and surcoats in what seemed half a hundred colours. Bran had welcomed them to Winterfell, from his father's high stone seat, with the direwolves carved into the arms, and afterwards, Sir Roderick said, he'd done well. If that had been the end of it, he would not have minded, but it was only the beginning. "The feast makes a pleasant pretext," Sir Roderick explained, "but a man does not cross 100 leagues for a sliver of duck and a sip of wine. Only those who have matters of import to set before us are like to make the journey." Bran gazed up at the rough stone ceiling above his head. Rob would tell him not to play the boy, he knew. He could almost hear him, and their Lord Father as well. "Winter is coming, and you are almost a man-grown, Bran. You have a duty." When Hodor came bustling in, smiling and humming tunelessly, he found the boy resigned to his fate. Together they got him washed and brushed. "The white wool doublet today," Bran commanded, "and the silver brooch. Sir Roderick will want me to look lordly."